felt that it would be appropriate and you'd like to hear a word tonight about the trip to Sri Lanka. And I'm going to have a few words from another one of our team members in a few minutes. Virgil Frisbee's here. But let me then begin by saying that we just sensed that the Lord's time was being fulfilled for us in the way that we made it over on Thursday night. The 14th actually was the night there was an emergency landing here at the airport of a plane that had to land, and the airport was shut down, and our flight left an hour or so later, and we missed our flight in Dallas, Texas, to go to Los Angeles. Catching a later flight, we got to Los Angeles 22 minutes before the plane was leaving for Hong Kong. We ran out one wing of the airport, across the driveway and sidewalk, and into another wing, and got to the Cathay Pacific Airlines desk to fly to Hong Kong, and they held the plane for 4 or 5 minutes, and Virgil and I were having to go through security and get our tickets, last of the six of us, and so there we went. We left it. Boy, I was in such a hurry. I left my belt. Thank God I didn't leave anything but my belt, huh? And so we got on the plane and made it to Hong Kong on time. Had a layover there long enough to go through the city of Hong Kong for a 3.5-hour tour, especially for the ones that had never been through Hong Kong before. But anyway, made it on to Singapore then and Sri Lanka late on Saturday night. I realized tonight standing here that I should ask, how many of you have gone to foreign countries in the Lord's work at some point in your life? Raise your hand. Look at there. See, that's what I mean. 2/3 of this congregation. I can't say anything that would compare to most of you who just raised your hands. And yet for us, you know, we were just trusting the Lord, and you were, that this would be a time when God would speak in some way through our lives to encourage, strengthen, help the leadership of the college to know we were behind them and praying. And of course, $10,000, a little more, was given by this congregation last year for this project at the Bible College in Sri Lanka. So this was one of the five emphases in the world that were on the heart of Pastor Bradford. And this is the fourth, I believe, now that has been touched by a team from Central Assembly. But on Sunday morning, before we began any work on the Bible College campus then, we went to Bethany Assembly of God Church in the suburb of Colombo, Sri Lanka. Got there about 9 o'clock that morning after getting in at 10:30 the night before. So you can imagine we were just trusting the Lord to stand upright and see what God would do. Well, that pastor and his family were involved in the worship time, and the church is not very old. He was a businessman until about 35 years old. God laid it on his heart to give his life for the people of Sri Lanka to hear the gospel. He started this church 10 or 12 years ago. There are 100, 150 people in the church now. The pastor's young daughter, about 7 years old, was doing the overhead projector work, doing great. One of the pastor's daughters, who's 19 now and going to the Bible college, playing the keyboard. She became the interpreter for me to preach to that congregation that morning. Some of the others on the worship team, all of them 20 years old or younger. And just their hearts just being in such sincerity and wanting God to be real to them. It was just very heart-touching. One of the little children from the congregation was standing about 2-3 feet in front of the front row, and he was clapping along with everybody else. And, he wasn't knee-high to a grasshopper hardly, but he just wanted to enter into worship with those older young people. And there he was. So God just helped us to preach. And, you know, it was while a preacher was here from Sri Lanka at Central Assembly that morning. Well, I also concluded my message talking about you need to serve Jesus as Lord. And I got back here and found out the same Lord had been speaking to Brother Rick Morandi's heart about some of the same emphasis. Well, that was another thing that spoke to my heart. But anyway, we just felt like God really moved at the end of the service. Several people wanted prayer and had a great morning. And then with the missionary Dobson and his wife, Dwight Dobson and Anita, spent the afternoon part of it, took some rest, went to the home that night of the president of the college, President Willie and his wife. And gave us a chance, really, as we ate together, to hear him share his heart. And so here's a man who came out of a Buddhist family. His life was changed. He felt that he should go in to help the college as he could some years back. Served as academic dean for the school. And we're talking about the college beginning with like 12 students. I can't remember exactly how many years ago, but Brother and Sister Farron were some of the original founders of this college. Phil Farron's folks. And the Farrons are now at Maranatha that helped this college actually begin. And there are other people like Clarence Cope and his wife have one of the guest rooms that we stayed in named for them. They were instrumental in property being purchased and so on. And so we heard President Willie say, I just can't get away from how the Lord wants these students to be prepared to go and touch the neighboring nations here around Sri Lanka with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, I believe that's why God has us here with them and what God wants to do. So for the last 12 or 15 years, he's been the president of the school. There are about 150 students there on that campus that we saw and three other branches in other parts of Sri Lanka. He on Wednesday took five or six students, went 9 hours away, and they had a Holy Spirit rally at another part of Sri Lanka where one of the other extensions was. And they had people filled with the Holy Spirit. They had pastors being touched by God for their churches in that part of Sri Lanka. That's the kind of vision that's on his heart. He just does whatever is necessary. He was driving one of the buses to go there and back. And on the way back, it broke down. And so they just kept, well, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to go. So, and the bus was towed back to the campus and was there the next morning. They got there about 7 a.m., but that's the way he is. Just whatever it takes for those students to really know the real thing from God and what God wants to do through their lives. 5 o'clock prayer meeting every morning on the campus. And so by Wednesday morning then, they had me share in a chapel service. So here are these 150 students, and I'm sitting there on the front row and entering into prayer, but all of a sudden these students stand and begin to pray, and that crescendo of prayer just gets up to a certain level and just stays there as all of them are praying out loud together. Oh, I'm telling you, my heart just overflowed. I couldn't contain it. Last night I was telling Glenda about it. I still couldn't contain it. If there's any reason I'd want to go back to Sri Lanka, it's to hear those students begin to pray and call on God. I believe God will bring us the intensity that pleases the Lord in our prayer life. As we want God to do greater things than he's ever done. As we don't settle back for what he's done before. As we believe he will go above and beyond. Then there's more that we're going to pray through in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, give us the grace that it shall be done by God's amazing and wonderful grace. Well, those students representing people in Sri Lanka that are hungry for God really touched our lives. They touched our lives. That was a wonderful experience that morning in chapel. And then that afternoon at 3 o'clock with 30 of them in a classroom for about an hour where the president asked me just to share practical pastoral experiences. And we just talked about things, and I had an interpreter in there also, and we just talked about things that they might encounter in their lives of Christian service and ended up on the gifts of the Holy Spirit and what it meant to have the good gift at the right time that the Spirit of the Lord wanted to do. And I said, well, why don't we just see what the Lord wants to do right now by the gift of the Spirit of the gifts of healing if there's some sick among us. Two of the men students said, I don't feel well. We began to pray for them and ask the Lord, you know, to work by the Holy Spirit, gifts of healing through us. So those kind of experiences, you know, were spiritually touching our hearts. But also we'll share a little bit about what it was like to get up Monday, tour the campus, and then begin to paint. And Virgil Frisbee began to repair bathrooms that wouldn't work right, do the plumbing that was needed. You that helped Virgil Frisbee go, thank you, thank God. He was such a blessing, such a great team member. He didn't know any way he could go financially when we first talked about it last September. I said, Virgil, if we'll trust God, let's see what'll happen. And he let the word get around, and he only needed like $2,000, $1,971, and about $2,500 came in for him to go. Virgil, come up here. We just thank God for him. So just talk to him out of your heart, what it meant to you.
Thank you very much for your support. I really do appreciate that, and I can't express enough how much it means to me. And is everybody hearing me all right? Okay. But when we got there on Monday, I wasn't sure, Saturday night. I'm getting mixed up already. Saturday night, I wasn't sure whether plumbing needs was really needed, but as soon as we got off the airplane, the missionary Dobson said, the plumber's here and I've got work for you to do. And so I was grateful to hear that in a way, because although I didn't mind the first day, Monday, I painted that day because for some reason he wanted to go around with me to, as we inspected the different facilities that are there, and find out what the needs were and what was needed to be purchased. And so based upon that, we put that off until Tuesday. Then we went around Tuesday morning, did all that, and then Tuesday afternoon we went out and did our purchasing, and then Wednesday we got started. And Wednesday was a full day, Thursday was a half day, and then Saturday morning again, we went out and did a little bit of painting again. That was pretty much summed up my work of the week. However, I think in this type of a situation, for me, I've always noticed that there's one thing that tends to stand out amongst everything else. And this started for me on a Monday night. They have a 5:30 service that's every Monday night. And I think on this particular night, if I'm correct, they had a cultural night that was, I think, designed more for us because of our presence there. And in that cultural event, they had three ladies with short candles. They did a dance. And that lasted for about maybe three, 4 minutes, five. And then there was a little interlude with something else, and they come back with five people doing a more energetic dance. And after that was all in, that took about an hour to get through that. And after that, we had our meal time. And then during the meal time, or before the end of the service, they encouraged the students to come and interact with the team members. And then during that time, I noticed that the chairs had all been circled, and I noticed that each member of the team was sitting by themselves in one of the circles. And I thought, well, and so later, and then as the students then got their food and come around, well, we started interacting with one another. And for my part, it was really kind of, different. They was coming in to me and calling me pastor. And I said, whoa, folks, I'm no pastor, I'm just a layperson. And I tried to explain to them what that meant. And I think they understood for the most part. And we had good conversation in English. So that was kind of a benefit there too. And so that went on for the rest of that evening. That lasted for about an hour. And then we went off and went to bed after that event. And then it kept on. And then on Thursday morning, for some reason, the man that I was working with, we did not make contact as to what time or where we would meet. So there's a little like a outdoor patio there that I was standing around looking to find him. And then during this time, students on their way to classes were saying, morning, Pastor. And I said, whoa. And so I finally come over to me close enough. And I said, I'm not a pastor. I'm just a lay person at my church in Central Assembly. And he says, well, that may be true, but in a sense, you're a pastor to us because you're doing service for us here. And that just really, that was my high point for me of that whole week, because I've never experienced anything like that in my life. And I also want to say thank you for your prayer support. It's been very beneficial. And Brother Morris.
The top floor of one of the buildings had a large room about the size of this sanctuary, I think, Virgil, don't you? Almost the size of this sanctuary on the fourth floor of that building that we painted. So we knew that they wanted that to be fixed up to where the children's workers in training would have a place to do their activities and even have children evangelism meetings come in right on the campus. And part of the area was big enough to have an office with two desks in it for their missions director. He and his wife had our team over for dinner on Thursday night last week and just shared us out of their hearts with us, as they had used to be a senior associate at a large church in the city and felt God wanted them to work with missions outreach. And the college asked them, will you come and help be our missions director? And their salary went way down, probably one-fourth of what it had been. And our team ended up feeling we wanted to leave some money out of our own pockets for them. They were precious people. Had two lovely daughters, about 16 and 19 years of age, that surrendered their lives to the Lord, so dedicated to God. And so anyway, that office is going to be used for the missions outreach of the college, missionary students who are going to go out, and the whole room. So we painted every day, morning and afternoon, until that room was totally primed and taped off first for all the painting, and there were four or five big windows on each side, taping like crazy. So taping it, priming it, painting it, and then it's like a motel in the sense that outside the room, like you would enter, are these walkways on that fourth floor. So then we got out there and scrubbed those down and painted both sides out, three sides outside. Then the stairwell for the fourth floor is all the way down, painting that, getting that ready. So that pretty well completed until the last half a day that we painted in the area that's pastors in training, pastors who are now full-time pastors who come in and spend a day or two at the time, and we painted the building that they use, which needed it badly. So some of that impressed the students and the faculty and staff a lot, you know, that we were willing to just give ourselves to work for them to have a better place. So thank you again for how you prayed and helped us to go. Yeah, we'll always remember things that God did to touch our lives, and we're so thankful to come back. One little sidelight. You know how sometimes you can, in spite of yourself, get concerned that you might die on a missions trip? I won't ask for a show of hands. But here we are about to come into Sri Lanka over the Indian Ocean and land at the airport. And I begin to think, if this plane goes down in the Indian Ocean, who will come over here where I died? I see that hand. Thank God. Thank God for that hand. But I tell you, that sure made me not want to die in the Indian Ocean. So thank you for praying. Here I am. Here we are, Virgil. We're back. Other members of the team would love to be here as well tonight. Ken Patrick did so well as our leader from Builders International, is one of their directors, and he went with us. He and Sherry are part of Central Assembly now. And Ken said today, well, I'm not 100% yet, and I won't try to come tonight. And we certainly understood. But he did an outstanding work for us, preparing all the things that he and Brother Dobson needed to purchase and so on and have ready for us. But in addition to Virgil and Ken Patrick and myself, then Gina Rensler did, just so faithfully working every day, the Dean of Women at Evangel University. Chris Akins went, Norma and John's son Chris, and just did great. Beth Kinney, Beth and her husband come here to church. Beth works with the Royal Rangers International office out in Ozark. So, you know, it was just a wonderful trip after all, even though I'm telling you, when you ride 15, 14 hours on a plane from Los Angeles to Hong Kong, that seat gets as hard as this pulpit. You are just sick and tired. Yeah, I see some of you nodding your head. You know exactly. See, I don't need to tell you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But for Jesus, it's okay. Well, we got to make something spiritual out of that. Well, the elections took place yesterday in Sri Lanka, and the president of Sri Lanka did get, I understand, 57% of the vote, but the opposition man is protesting it, and his forces are possibly going to go into action against the government. So even this week right now, they need our prayers. Would you stand with me and let's call on the Lord for them and for the Bible College. Lord, thank you that you have put within our hearts a new love and vision for these dear ones. So we lift them up to you tonight, that your spirit will be mightily upon the Bible College, the leaders, the students, the families they will touch personally, but the outreach they will have in their lives for Jesus Christ the Lord. We pray that there will come good through this election and there will not be uprisings and hurt and harm, but that the people will pull together and that there will, even though 80% Buddhist upon the island, that there will be people of God and people who serve the Lord Jesus Christ who can be peacemakers and have an influence for Christ. Be with them, we pray, and guard and guide your work and your people, and move by your Spirit that any of them, Lord, as they are sent forth, will go in the power of the Holy Spirit, will go with an assurance and conviction of where God wants them to go, and will see the results that you desire. Jesus is Lord in Sri Lanka. Every knee to bow, every tongue confess Jesus as Lord, and one day that will be done. We pray for as many as can hear the gospel, for as many as will receive to be saved in this year ahead and the years ahead. So we just hold them up to you tonight in prayer, Lord, that your will be done and there will come glorious victories for Jesus Christ in people's lives who are set free and follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you we can be together again. Thank you we've had this meeting. Thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit within our spirit, for the witness in song and word that you gave us tonight. Be with Bishop Townsley and the sisters as they return to New York. Give them a mighty work as they continue there. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it and for your love over us this night. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. God go with you. God bless you now.